Good evening, folks, and welcome back on this Saturday, the 28th day of May, 2022. I'm your host, Mark Call, and there's no small irony in the fact that on this weekend, when many of us try to remember those who'd fought and sometimes died for this country and the things that made it what it is, others are trying to kill not only more kids so that they can dance on their graves and try to destroy what's left of the rights that other people fought and died for so many years, but literally everything that's left of this country as well. And if you even remotely begin to think that's too harsh, stay tuned. And ultimately, even though I don't like it, folks, we're going to end up in one major place today. But I do want to do a couple of other stories to kind of set the stage first. For example, courtesy of Hal Turner's radio show, and earlier in the week, the country of Hungary, he reported, declared a wartime emergency, a state of war, from midnight Monday to, quote, protect Hungary and Hungarian families by all possible means. Maybe that means at least some parts of Europe are starting to figure out where all of this is headed. On the bioweapons front of World War III, there's more about booga, 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 the next big thing. Yeah, Bill Gates is talking about it, and they're doing tabletop simulations as well. They even nailed the date on at least one of those. It's been reported already. So, you know, this looks like the likely winner to emerge from the bioweapons jamboree still to come. But, says another story from the same source, Hal Turner, can you guess what other thing the infamous Wuhan lab did gain-of-function research on? And if you say monkeypox, hey, take yourself an extra vitamin D pill. The very same biolab that performed gain-of-function research into booga, booga, booga coronaviruses, and no doubt helped to engineer some of the things we're seeing today, and is widely believed, as we now know, to have spawned the outbreak of COVID-19, with help from Peter Daszak and, of course, America's Dr. Mengele, Tony Fauci, has also been shown to have done research on monkeypox, which is in the news right on schedule. Because guess who wants to be ready, and they're voting this week too, with totalitarian powers when the next pandemic is unleashed. And you know they got to make sure Americans are nicely disarmed before they uncork that one. Virologica Sinica is an international journal which aims at presenting cutting-edge research on viruses all over the world. It's a peer-reviewed journal publishing original articles, reviews, and letters to the editor, and encompasses the latest developments on all branches of virology, it says. Back in February of this year, Virologica Sinica published a recent gain-of-function research project on, take a guess, monkeypox, performed by scientists at, yeah, you knew this because we've already been talking about it, but it was obvious anyway, at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in August 2021, while they were still basking in the glow of the COVID-19 84 pandemic. All of which kind of makes you wonder how dumbed down do people have to be in order to keep falling for the same thing over and over again. And that, folks, may very well be the theme for today. And I guess along those lines, we ought to have at least one bit of comic relief before we get to the truly serious stuff. Although, no doubt about it, what's being done by the world controllers at Davos is serious. A couple of arguably the most evil men on the planet sat down, ensconced in their extremely well-armed enclave, no gun-free killing zones for them, where Klaus Schwab und CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, took aim at what they call the anti-vaxxing conspiracy people. They whined about needing liability protection. No, folks, don't try mass murder without it. And Klaus Schwab whined that, quote, we are both targets of the anti-vaccine movements and conspiracy people, unquote, who don't want to be forced to take what we want them to. Poor put-upon Nazis. So, without further ado, this next sequence is yet another story I really didn't want to do, in spite of which I've certainly been expecting it. And we're now seeing these things being rolled out pretty much on a weekly basis, if not more often. And if you haven't figured out the message yet, you can expect them to continue and certainly accelerate. And the pattern and the lies ought to be downright disgusting. And that certainly goes double for the carnage, because, as always, folks, it's the pawns that are being offered up as human sacrifices. So I'll warn you up front, this was a difficult and disgusting sequence to put together, and it's going to be hard to listen to. Of course, it's even harder to watch your country being destroyed and your children's lives taken. It's tougher to starve, too, and that's certainly what they've got planned for those that they can't kill by all the other means that ought to be obvious by now. America got yet another high-profile lesson in what the left has accomplished this week by pretty much turning all of the nation's public indoctrination centers not only into cesspools of miseducation and outright child sexual abuse, but gun-free killing zones to boot, when the gun control crowd was rewarded with yet another success story. 19 kids and a couple of fully disarmed teachers executed in a grade school in Uvalde, Texas, by what turns out to be, no surprise here, literally the poster boy of the satanic left. Was it a false flag? Was he just an FBI patsy? Was he on his SSRIs, or had he quit taking them? All questions, of course, that the knee-jerk press doesn't want you to ask and isn't about to answer. But they'll tell you en masse, over and over and over again, until you're sick and tired of it, where he bought those ugly black automatic, and that's an outright lie, assault weapons, and how much he paid for them. No, they're not going to tell you what pharmacia he was taking, where he bought that, or what he paid for that, or even whether Americans' tax dollars may have paid for it. Stories do belatedly admit he was well known to cops for various bust-ups with his drug-addicted mother. Some of them even admit that the gun-free killing zone rampage might have been even worse but for somebody showing up with a gun. In this case, it was a nearby Border Patrol agent who rushed to the school without backup and did what nobody else in the gun-free killing zone was even able to contemplate as they were being mercilessly executed. And we'll certainly never know, nor will the media entertain the question, whether either of the two teachers in that carnage would have been able to make a difference at their God-given, once constitutionally protected rights to defend themselves and their charges, those children, had actually been respected. It almost certainly couldn't have been any worse, but I suspect that they both died, certainly feeling helpless, and hopefully, although it was arguably too late by then for them, knowing they could have done more. And there's a moral in this story that ought to resonate with all of us today, before it is too late for all of us. I'm not going to spend too much more time, folks, going through the details of this latest probable false flag. If there's one thing we've learned for sure by now, it's that gun-free killing zones tend to attract these kind of things, and we're guaranteed to get more of them. Even the gun-banning totalitarian leftists admit that. Look at how they gleefully catalog them, although they certainly lie about all the implications and causes. Case in point, do a web search. You're going to get all kinds of leftist stories right up there at the top of the Google returns. One from NPR, where else, says this: it's 21 weeks into the year, and America has already seen 213 mass shootings. Yeah, sounds like they're thrilled about it. That's an average of 10 a week, they prattle. And here's one from the AP, reveling in the fact that 169 of them since the Columbine debacle, before which time, they admit way between the lines, they tended to be very rare, few and far between, are mass school shootings. And what do they all have in common since the gang rape of the Second Amendment only a few years earlier? Guns are not only prohibited on school campuses, but even nearby. The disgustingly misnamed Gun-Free School Zone Acts. Plural, actually. How's that working out for you? Furthermore, folks, I'll admit a certain absolute disgust with the wall-to-wall coverage and political machinations I've been seeing here, almost like they're as thrilled about some dead kids so that they can sacrifice gun rights on the altar of Molech as they are about killing kids before they come out of the womb. Isn't it funny how people who want to groom little kids and cut off their genitalia and inject them with all kinds of drugs to kill them either before or after they're allowed to come out only really care about dead kids when they can use it to advance a political agenda that enables them to kill everybody else once they're disarmed too? If you're not offended by the incredible hypocrisy you're seeing in the press now, you should be. All of which leads me to a couple of comments from a great piece by Brandon Smith, entitled Gun Rights Are More Important Than False Security and Appeasing Leftists, for Alt Market US. Beginning by noting that if there's one holy grail target, outside of perhaps abortion, that the political left obsesses over more than anything else, it's getting their hands on that most hated piece of the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, and erasing it forever. Why, it goes beyond critical race theory, beyond gender politics, even perhaps the abortion debate, although, admittedly, that one serves the same end. Their problem is that ever since the original Obama regime, they've consistently hit a brick wall when it comes to trying to convince the general public to give them another inch of ground on their gun control and confiscation agenda. And I'll skip over some of his rehash of history here, basically making the point that the intention of the political far left is not reasonable gun control. It really is confiscation, and incrementalism is the name of the game. To get to essentially today's approach, I'd note, says Brandon Smith, that whenever gun crimes and mass murders are committed by people that are ideologically opposed to conservatives, the media and the leftists, oops, guess that's redundant, but we'll give him that, often conveniently stop caring about actually taking action there. They only seem to care when the crime can be associated, or at least lied about, with their political enemies.
We all know, he says, that leftists constantly argue that conservatives are inherently dangerous. So it's only one more step for them to claim that conservatism itself is a mental illness and that certain people's guns, and you know who you are, should be taken away by default.
Oh yeah, folks, remember red flag laws? Even Trump said, hey, we'll take the guns first, worry about due process later.
But that enables them to overlook real mental illness. Let's, he says, talk about recent active shooters like Peyton Gendron, with clearly bizarre political and ideological beliefs that have nothing to do with conservative principles. Democrats like AOC and Chucky Schumer, he notes, immediately tried to link Gendron, the grocery store shooter in the Buffalo gun-free killing zone, to conservatives and the Republican Party. Yet, it only took a few days' time for them to suddenly grow silent about the whole event. And then the media, too, was oddly quiet. What gives? Well, as it turns out, Gendron's philosophies were entirely socialist, with tinges of fascism and outright communism in the same framework. In fact, Gendron stated on multiple occasions that he hated conservatives, and he identified himself as an eco-fascist. He even had a history of reports concerning his mental health and safety. So the media's focus on replacement theory, as they laughably now call it, was a clear distraction from the real issue at hand. Their assertion was, if you're critical of illegal immigration, you must be a racist. Automatically, you share the same ideological boat with people like Peyton Gendron. But their narrative fell apart when it became obvious that Gendron was, in fact, actually anti-conservative. Now, in the most recent case of Salvador Ramos in Uvalde, Texas, details are still emerging. But some information has already been leaked despite the media's quick move to control the narrative and even shut off access to his various socialist media accounts. For example, says Brandon Smith, Ramos is not the white conservative monster the leftists need to fulfill their narrative requirements. Photos are in circulation, allegedly taken from his social media accounts, suggesting he was transgendered and even identified as, quote, they, them. And I'll stress here, notes Smith, that though this claim through his social media accounts have been completely scrubbed, right now there's no way to confirm whether they're true or not, you still have to ask the question, why were his accounts removed so quickly? Maybe we'll know more over the next couple of days. But you can probably already guess, folks, which outlets aren't going to report on it either way. Because even to admit that the question should come up short-circuits the agenda.
Brandon Smith then notes that the common thread between all of these killers and events is not guns or even gun rights. Rather, it's the blatant signs of mental illness and ideological zealotry. Notice how they seem to go together, except when it comes to politicians, the press, and those who are covering for them. The media, though, won't address the issue. There's a surprise. And political puppets, like the marionette in chief himself, will not address it either. Remember, the goal is gun confiscation. Public safety not only has nothing to do with it, I'll say it again, they want you dead. So if they actually cared about public safety, writes Smith, then the mental illness connection certainly wouldn't be ignored. And furthermore, folks, neither would the connection with SSRIs like Prozac, Luvox, and other psychoactive drugs that have often been called, correctly, mass murder drugs. Not a peep about that in any of the press coverage on any of these spate of mass murders dating back literally years at this point. You want to talk about a powerful lobby? Good grief. Forget the so-called gun lobby and NRA. Ask about Big Pharma, who really does have not only liability protection, but a complete media blackout on everything associated with the murders they're complicit in. Even dare to ask the question, the so-called three-letter news agencies will cut you off before it even gets on air live, and that's what time delays are for. From there, and I debated whether or not to do this, but I think as you listen to it, you realize, as disgusting as it may be, it really is important that we put all of this on the table today. We're going to go to the fake president, or at least one of his body doubles, who wasted no time at all before trying to capitalize, make political hay, over the bodies of the latest victims of mass murder in a gun-free killing zone. The Biden Fuhrer read again from his teleprompter, and his Chinese communist puppet masters really do think maybe this time dumbed-down Americans will finally give up their guns and make what they've got planned next oh so much easier. And if you don't, the beatings will continue until morale improves, or whatever the modern gun control equivalent of that old saying turns out to be. Yeah, that means they're going to sacrifice more kids, folks. You can count on it. Here are some excerpts from last night's address to the sycophants. He's all in favor of killing kids before they're allowed to come out of the womb, and of course, sniffing their hair or groping whatever body parts gullible parents will let him get away with for a dozen years or so thereafter. But when it comes to a contrived excuse to take more of your rights away, well, hey, Katie, bar the door.
Here we go.
I just got off a trip from Asia, meeting with Asian leaders. And what struck me on that 17-hour flight, what struck me was these kinds of mass shootings rarely happen anywhere else in the world.
Why can't we be more like communist China? They kill people en masse, and they don't even have to use guns to do it. They can lock them down in the cities, starve them out, and if anybody does get shot by the People's Army, you know they had it coming. They probably had some organs that needed harvesting, too.
These kinds of mass shootings rarely happen anywhere else in the world. Why? They have mental health problems. They have domestic disputes in other countries. They have people who are lost.
But if Boko Haram wants to kill a bunch of Christians in Africa, they usually use machetes. Of course, in Afghanistan, if the Taliban want to mass murder a whole bunch of people, well, we left them a hell of a lot better weapons than Americans are allowed to have anyway. Brandon Smith had this to say about it. It's important to note that tragedies like this aren't limited to the U.S., as some, and we know who he's talking about, gun grabbers would like you to believe. Numerous incidences of mass murder have taken place in Europe and Asia, despite very strict gun control. Many people have forgotten, evidently, the mass murder of French citizens in Paris, November 2015, by Islamic militants using AK-47s. Or how about the mass killing of Spanish citizens by Muslim terrorists? Oops, they didn't even have to use a gun. Barcelona, 2017. Instead, a moving truck. Well, given what Biden wants to do with diesel prices and eliminating trucks in general anyway, they're moving just as hard and fast on truck control and confiscation as they are on gun control. But still, it's the same ultimate goal in both cases.
But these kinds of mass shootings never happen with the kind of frequency they happen in America. Why?
Actually, they only happen in gun-free killing zones in America. Why?
Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Why do we keep letting this happen?
Why do we keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? Why do we keep passing more gun control laws and making more gun-free killing zones so that we can have more mass murders and then having to have more kids die so that we can go out and take the rest of your guns?
Where in God's name is our backbone?
Are you kidding me? If Americans had a backbone, they wouldn't have allowed the election to be stolen that put a senile traitor in the White House. If Americans had a backbone, or half a brain for that matter, they wouldn't still be allowing their kids to be sent off to the public cesspools, to be first masked and injected and then sexually abused and taught that God put the wrong sex in their little bodies, all the while they're sitting ducks in a gun-free killing zone, just waiting to be made fodder in the next round of human sacrifices to the great gods of gun control, so that this traitorous criminal can read his teleprompter over their graves. Have you had enough yet? Are you sick and tired of it yet? Or are you going to keep letting them do exactly what they've made clear they intend to do to you?
For every citizen in this country, we have to make it clear to every elected official in this country, it's time to act.
What good is the 25th Amendment if we continue to allow the destruction of the country?
When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done?
When, in his real name, we quit putting up with crap like this, quit putting up with having our rule of law destroyed, quit putting up with having our friends and our children executed in gun-free killing zones, quit putting up with having our businesses ruined and our future and our children's future destroyed by traitors who are literally rubbing your noses in what they've been doing to you. And honestly, I think that makes the point. But hey, I thought the point would have been made when people who'd been double-duped into taking an untested gene modification therapy started dropping like flies. But then a lot of them went back for a Zyklon B booster. And even after the Lion Press finally admitted that the gain-of-function Wuhan booga-booga flu really was a bioweapon, they still haven't figured it out. And next they'll be wearing their monkeypox masks, you just know it, and offering up their arms for another shot.
Are you stupid or something?
Thomas is stupid as a stupid does.
And if they're stupid enough to keep on this path and allow themselves to be completely disarmed, the Shanghai lockdowns are going to look even kinder and gentler by comparison. But still, I do have to admit, folks, that there are some things that really, truly irritate your host, even beyond the lies that we've come to expect from those traitors who occupy positions of power and crap upon their oaths before God. And Biden, in spite of his obvious senility, having openly stolen the election and then moved on to trying to destroy every aspect of this country's economy and rule of law, is arguably the worst in history. But there's something about watching him dance on the graves of children, even though he can't dance and can barely read a teleprompter, that still really rubs me the wrong way. And I guess it really comes to the front when I keep hearing him invoke God, although he doesn't know the name of the real one, and certainly, based on his fruit, doesn't even remotely worship the real one. But he keeps making this senile attempt to take what he thinks is his name in vain, over and over again. Now, this next sequence, folks, are just a few, in order, of the times where he tries to do that, up to the point, around 7 minutes in, where I got so sick and tired of listening to his damn lies that I just quit. Here goes.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name, we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done? What in God's name do you need a solvent for except to kill someone? Deer aren't running through the forest with Kevlar vests on, for God's sake.
Good grief. And America has a senile mob boss with his finger on the nuclear button, diapered at both ends. We're an international joke, literally welcoming our own destruction. And as the week wore on and some of the lies wore thin, a couple of things became really clear. Yeah, we knew right up front that this whole situation stank to high heaven. How could a kid be so well prepared with such expensive firearms, ammunition, and even a body armor? Almost looked like he'd been prepped. He understood tactics and a lot of things that most of the people charged with keeping the community safe and, of course, on the school boards didn't have a clue about. But by Friday, this singular fact had become undeniable. If you're looking for a place where the next mass murder is going to be either planned or executed, or planned and executed by those that want the complete disarmament of any and all Americans that might be able to resist what they've so clearly got planned, you can darn well bet it's going to be in a gun-free killing zone. And they are literally magnets for nutcases. The trouble is, even the patsies aren't stupid enough to do this at a bank or a gun store or any place where they know that a lot of people are going to be armed. They're going to pick a place where they pretty much literally advertise for it, saying, no guns allowed. Hey, the term is soft targets, and schools are definitely that. Oh, well, will we have armed guards? Well, one of them, maybe. They're easy to spot and either avoid or take out. And it turns out that wasn't even the case here. By Friday morning, these two stories had come out. The Uvalde shooter fired his gun for 12 minutes. This is from the Wall Street Journal. And it turns out he fired shots for 12 minutes at a funeral home standing outside the school that was across the street before he finally scaled a fence onto school grounds where he fired more shots. Then he did the rest of his dirty deed and executed the disarmed kids and disarmed teachers in the disarmed gun-free killing zone. This, according to the Wall Street Journal, Victor Escalon, the regional director for the Texas Department of Public Safety, couldn't say why no one stopped the 18-year-old shooter from entering the school during that whole time. And it turns out now we know that somebody called 911. It was 90 minutes until it was finally all over. The cops were outside. They waited around. All kinds of things happened. Here's the other stories. There were people yelling, why don't you go in? A viral video shows a man who was upset and wanting to go in, being pinned to the ground by police, as bystanders said, why don't you do something? And then you got this one, a mother, and I can certainly relate to the mother here, who wanted to go in, was handcuffed by federal marshals because she wanted to save her children since they wouldn't. And, you know, it's not like we don't know this. If you want to save somebody, you better be armed to do it yourself. And you had better not count on people who don't give a damn, and I'm saying it this way is on purpose, about dead kids, because so many of them, and I'm not talking about law enforcement, I'm just talking about the leftists in general, that are jonesing for more dead kids. It's pretty obvious, from abortion to the poison poke, to making sure that they're sitting ducks in gun-free killing zones, that they really want to sacrifice kids any way they can do it. I actually hope and pray today, folks, that there are some teachers out there, some good ones who actually care about their students, that are thinking, is this job really worth more than my life? Do I care about the students, the charges under my protection? What am I willing to do to defend their lives and mine? Am I finally even willing to say hell no to an unconstitutional bit of tyranny masquerading as a gun control law? Well, folks, I guess if they can't figure it out and do the right thing now, it won't matter for too much longer anyway. And that takes us to the break. We'll be right back. Just like you.
back now to the second segment for this evening. I'm your host, Mark Collin. Let's pick it up where we left off, because the war on Americans, by what was once at least its own government, now taken over by tyrannical insurgents, call them whatever kind of ist you want, but it continues. Anyway, even the Waystream headlines are telling that story today, but what's definitely more important is what none of the headlines are covering, because you probably won't even be allowed to hear about it until it's a fait accompli. I'm talking, of course, about the so-called World Health Organization, how's that for a whopper, and their global pandemic treaty, including a plan for mandatory universal digital passport and ID systems. You could also accurately call it the Mark of the Beast system. But the point is, it's almost certainly already a done deal, even if the Waystream press ends up being told to say otherwise. As is becoming obvious, Big Brother certainly has guns to confiscate first before they drop that bomb on the American populace. But the Gateway Pundit does have an update that says, yep, this week, global elitists and other tyrants from around the world are gathered in Davos, Switzerland for the WHO's annual World Health Assembly. The Biden regime has already planted the next seeds of tyranny there, and while convened, all 194 WHO member countries are set to vote on these major amendments to so-called international health regulations that are intended to effectively strip away all power from once sovereign countries and turn it over to the WHO's Global Health Board in the absolutely certain event of the next pandemic. Probably folks already coming to a theater near you. And if you can't say monkeypox, there are lots of other candidates too. But at least the tabletop simulations seem to point to this one as the current favorite. Because the booga booga pox has got to be scarier than the booga booga flu. Attorney Thomas Renz rightfully says it would be the end of American sovereignty. And that's true of every one of those other 193 countries as well. Because the WHO intends to be granted sole authority over what constitutes a pandemic. And we saw how well they did last time around. You know they've learned from those mistakes, and the next one will be even more totalitarian. As Julian Conradson notes, just about anything now qualifies as, quote, an existential threat to public health, including but not limited to misinformation, i.e. what were once called facts, science, understanding, and, oh yeah, even scripture, parents daring to protest what's being done to their kids at school boards, and, of course, let's not forget free speech, which is now mislabeled as racism. But come to think of it, so is mathematics, or the ability to understand cause and effect. All of this should terrify every American, they suggest. I don't think it should terrify us, folks, but I do think it certainly ought to help us wake up to the evil that's already been unleashed. Yes, the changes include plans for a mandatory and universal vaccine passport system overseen by who? They've even already contracted a German company called T-Systems. Is that short for Tyranny Systems? I can't help but wonder. To develop the Mark of the Beast technology, and that's how confident they are that the measures will be approved. According to Garrett Mell, the czar of the Ministry of Digital Health and Innovation for WHO, the new universal system is intended to issue a QR code digital ID to every single person on the planet, whether they like it or not. They'll be tamper-proof and digitally verifiable in order to, get this, build trust. And it'll also be part of, quote, future vaccination campaigns and home-based records. And if you don't have the records, it's not your home anymore. This story notes that, yep, if you consider the fact that the Biden regime purposefully hid all of these proposed amendments to the so-called treaty, which doesn't, of course, actually have to be ratified by the United States Senate, folks. But come to think of it, the traitors pushing that lie don't think the rest of the Bill of Rights, or even the Constitution itself, matters anyway. When it was submitted in January of this year, skipping any pretense of so-called democratic process, and the proposal was only made public months later and right before the WHO Assembly itself, we're way, way beyond impeachable offense, they note. This is, in fact, treason. And this is, in fact, why they're so hot to disarm you so fast. And let's not forget, while they're at it, open the borders to invasion, start a civil war, and, of course, a nuclear war, too. That'll help distract people from the other ways that they want you dead. Like famine and destroying the food supply chain. Here's one more quick story on that score from local coverage in London, Ontario, Canada, saying a fire broke out Monday morning at the plant in London, causing significant damage to a Cargill, Canada poultry processing plant after a major blaze ignited at the facility. The damage was described as substantial. Doesn't sound like anybody was killed, but that's yet to come. Meanwhile, the plant processes, or processed, I should say, more than 100,000 chickens per day, and had at least a headcount of 900 workers. Now that Big Brother and his media sycophants have moved on to the next plandemic, we can at least talk a bit more about the last one. Here's a piece from Peter Straub via the Epoch Times saying the increase in deaths not attributed to the COVID-1984 plandemic in the working age population during the summer and the fall of last year hit a whole lot of people. According to life insurance data, mortality among white-collar workers jumped 24 incredible percent between 2020 and 21, of which less than 64% was actually attributable, directly at least, to the Booga Booga flu itself. That's hardly the case, though, when it comes to the poison poke. In the blue-collar sector, mortality was up 19%, with most of that, at least supposedly, attributed to COVID-19. And, as the Epoch Times notes they previously reported, prime age mortality, ages 18 through 49, was particularly elevated in the 12 months ending October of the year of the poison poke, 2021, compared to the same period pre-bioweapon. And the excess death spike amounted to more than 40% among that age group, of which the vast majority were not attributable to COVID-19, but no such claim can rationally be made when it comes to the mRNA not vaccine unleashed in response to it. Which brings me to this story. Admittedly, it's a bit of a head-scratcher. Ethan Huff and the fact that Natural News is reporting it, maybe not so much, but the headline ought to at least raise some eyebrows. CNN, what? The criminally negligent network itself? Yeah, they're now publicly asking, it says, whether or not mRNA injections could have, are you sitting down, caused the current COVID wave, exactly as everybody that's been paying attention has been suggesting was a genuine possibility, at minimum, from day one. Pigs might now be flying, it says, since fake news giant CNN is admitting, well, in a surprising turn of events anyway, that the Wuhan coronavirus not vaccines may actually be causing, yeah, you heard that right, the constant and continual waves of COVID infection, or is it just spike protein factories run amok that are being reported all over the globe, after denying, and then denying some more that the jabs are doing anything other than, quote, saving lives, what a joke that is, CNN is finally beginning to question the legitimacy of the baseless government claim that the Fauci flu shots are, say it with me folks, safe and effective. According to CNN, scientists are urgently trying to solve another piece of the immunity puzzle. How's that for soft-peddling the truth? Concerning messenger RNA technology and its apparent propensity for making things worse, lots worse in a lot of cases, rather than better, as far as whatever is laughably now called public health is concerned. CNN speculates that the, quote, drop-off in our protection against the Chinese virus might, oh, could you possibly believe this, might be the result of mRNA injections from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech, which were the first in the world to use this platform, unquote, and to unleash it on a gullible experimental population of guinea pigs. Tony Fauci, they note, has decided to chime in as well, but in his usual deceitful way, saying, quote, we got a really great platform with mRNA, but it has to try to be better, because it's not exactly producing the health outcomes that he has been promising. And if you were gullible enough to believe what Tony Fauci was promising, oh, it's kind of sad to say, isn't it? Let's just put it this way. Some people never learn. But when it comes to trying to wallpaper over a deadly lie, folks, listen to this. Quote, the United States is at a point in the plandemic, and they spelled it wrong, where now health officials are grappling with the fact that to maintain immunity against COVID-19 in the community, the nation will either need to administer booster shots on a regular, possibly annual basis, or will need to roll out an entirely new, and you knew this was coming, didn't you? Vaccine altogether. Yeah, unquote, and that's CNN's latest claim. On his Substack, Alex Berenson writes, what you're seeing here are the first steps toward an official acknowledgement that the mRNA vaccines have failed, and new vaccines are coming, sooner or later. And maybe it's because people are waking up. So few folks have been duped into taking the increasingly ever more onerous booster shots still being pushed by the illegitimate puppet regime in the swamp. The program will likely fall by the wayside and disappear over coming months, only to be replaced by, yeah, you know it, something new and better and, yep, still mandatory though. Says Berenson, quote, "They may even be cynical enough to blame those of us who were right all along for said vaccine hesitancy," unquote, and tell me something we couldn't see coming. Concludes Natural News, "The whole thing was and is a dangerous scam, and the reality of this is now slowly even being admitted by the likes of CNN. Wrote a commentator for Berenson's Substack, "The harm is monstrous all over the globe, with people's immune systems now seriously compromised, and every major scientist who warned about this has been banned." You know the names, folks. Geert Vandenbosch was one. Michael Yeadon, Montagnier, McCulloch, Moore. Pfizer knew. Naomi Wolf found the empty brackets for a total of 6 boosters. Pfizer knew all of this. They lied, and the FDA and CDC have been helping them in the criminal cover-up and arguably biggest act of mass attempted murder at minimum and successful mass murder, in all likelihood, in world history. So, let's come full circle, and I'll say it again. This is why, folks, it is so vital that everybody who knows what's going on be disarmed before the masses of people wake up and realize who really not only wants them dead, but may have actually succeeded. If this comes out, there'll be a whole lot of really pissed off walking dead. And the responsible parties know darn well they don't want them having anything even semi-auto in their hot little hands at that point. So let's turn again to the grave dancing that's so shamelessly going on over the bodies of dead kids in Uvalde, Texas, in that government-mandated gun-free killing zone. So when it comes to shameless, there are plenty to pick from, but let's start here with former so-called Democrat presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke, whose arguably only real qualification for any office in a socialist country is his proud open advocacy of sodomy. Why, he seems to hate those strictures in the Bible almost as much as he hates the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights. But as Zero Hedge and others' coverage points out, he's nothing if not shameless and downright disgusting, too. He crashed a press conference by Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Wednesday, interrupting that solemn event to push for what else? More gun confiscation following the massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. He shouted and screamed like the maniac that he is, claiming that the time to stop the next shooting is now, and you are doing nothing. What, you mean like encouraging more people to do exactly the same thing in gun-free killing zones? Anyway, this is on you, he shrieked. To which, gotta give him credit, the mayor of Uvalde, Don McLaughlin, shouted back, "You're out of line. I can't believe," and I'm gonna quote him exactly here, folks, so don't be offended. What you ought to be offended at is what's going on. "I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch who would come to a deal like this to make a political issue," unquote. Well, sadly, the mayor obviously hasn't been watching this guy. We need to believe it. They're not only dancing on the graves, folks, they're responsible. And they're jonesing for more. And if you think I'm kidding or even exaggerating on that score, stay with me. Meanwhile, though, I want to cover a couple related stories first to set the stage. After O'Rourke was removed from that press conference, he also threatened that these events will, quote, continue to happen, and blamed Abbott for failing to, quote, stand up to the people of Texas. Yeah, as if their God-given rights are what he needs to stand against, like those who hate everything that the Bill of Rights once protected, like Beto. All Texans, he implied, were at fault for the death of the children. According to TGP's coverage, he even soft-pedaled the evil of the perpetrator himself, saying the, quote, only evil thing is what he, meaning Abbott, not the actual people who did the killing, mind you, continues to do to the people of this state. Like, again, honor his oath, protect their God-given rights, and stand up to the likes of tyrants and traitors like you? This is unbelievable, folks, but we had better start believing it, because they are up in the ante, literally, every single day. Given all of that, the headline from the gun-control-pushing UK Daily Mail is at least interesting. Texas cops, it says, are accused of ignoring, and they put it in all caps, woman's frantic pleas to storm the elementary school as 19 children were being shot dead inside, with the dad of one victim saying, quote, they didn't do a darn thing until it was far too late. The father of a 10-year-old girl murdered in that gun-free killing zone Texas classroom, Jacinto Casare, whose daughter Jacqueline was among the 19 there, has demanded to know why the alleged lone gunman was able to rampage through the school for 90 full minutes until he was finally shot dead by somebody who wasn't even among the responding cops. As you've probably heard by now, and I talked about yesterday, it was a Border Patrol agent who literally came, rushed in without backup, and did what needed to be done, even if it meant he got injured in the process. Meanwhile, onlookers urged the police to enter the building, but they did not, it says. The first 911 call was received 90 minutes earlier than the final resolution, 11:30 a.m., which said then that a man had emerged from a crashed vehicle with a long rifle and a backpack. Said Cazares to ABC News, there was at least 40 lawmen armed to the teeth, but didn't do a darn thing until it was far too late, unquote. And he added, the situation could have been over quick if they had better tactical training, and we as a community witnessed it firsthand. Cazares even said he wanted answers from local authorities as to why the shooter was not stopped before or during the attack. And, of course, they knew about it, as is so often the case, a long time in advance. He added, I'm a gun owner, and I do not blame the weapons used in this tragedy. So, here we go. When it comes to shameless grave dancing on the bodies of innocent children in order to advance their totalitarian political agenda, we've got obvious SOBs like Beto O'Rourke. We've got people who hate the Bill of Rights with every fiber of their being and have spent their political career trying to undermine the once free government of the United States, like the evil senator from New York, Chucky Schumer, who didn't even wait for the kids' bloodstains to be cleaned up from the walls of the gun-free killing zone before introducing yet more anti-constitutional so-called legislation that'll make the next mass murder just that much easier, and, more importantly, the next mass lockdown. But sometimes, the most stupid among them are so intent on dancing on the graves that they even slip and let the truth come out every now and then. You may recall, for example, how Eric Swalwell from California once famously threatened the American people with nukes if they wouldn't turn over their guns. Well, he's at it again. Here, appearing on NBC with one of the worst sycophants that they've got, and that's saying a lot, is one of the worst communists in Congress, Eric Swalwell of the People's Republic of California. This is a guy who famously got caught sleeping with Chinese spy Fang Fang while he sat on a House Intelligence Committee, for crying out loud, and gave her access to who knows how much secret information. But when it comes to treason, he clearly hates the Bill of Rights even more than he loves sleeping with the enemy. And he's still pushing for gun control and confirmation that would make the Third Reich jealous. Let's start off with his biggest joke line. Oh no, we're not trying to infringe the Second Amendment. We just want it gone.
We're not saying gun control. You know, why don't we just have gun discipline in this country? The crazy idea that the most dangerous weapons shouldn't end up in the hands of the most dangerous people.
Yeah, that's why we put the nuclear football in the hands of one of the most insane, evil, and yet senile criminals in American history. But on the 80% truth scale, that's not all. He goes on to talk about his kids and how he has to lie to them, too, not just his constituents.
I find myself in a position where I'm lying to my kids. And every parent in America right now is lying to their kids. If you're telling your kid they're going to be safe at their school and everything's going to be okay, it's a lie.
And that's as close as this guy ever gets to actually speaking the truth. But wait a minute, aren't schools gun-free zones? Why, if there's any place that ought to show how well complete gun prohibition, not just assault weapons, but everything works, it's the Bill of Rights-free, gun-free schools. Let's hear that comment again, because this is precisely what they're doing. And it's kind of nice to see them, even when they're trying to lie, actually come out and admit it.
Now, why don't we just have gun discipline in this country? The crazy idea that the most dangerous weapons shouldn't end up in the hands of the most dangerous people.
He's nailed it. That's why they disarm all of the good ones, put the most dangerous ones on SSRIs and other mass murder drugs, and then turn them loose in gun-free killing zones.
And who wants to lie to their kids?
That's our job, and we lie to you too, of course. Now, this next comment, I'm going to tell you up front, folks, honestly. I edited it because he wants to blame the Republican Party, which is at least partly true because they haven't stopped this insanity. But blaming your enemy is a totalitarian tradition, right out of Mein Kampf and Rules for Radicals. You do something nasty, and of course, who do you blame? Your opponent. And this guy's not really that good at it, but he's certainly shameless. After all, anybody with integrity would have certainly resigned from the House Select Committee on Intelligence, and arguably his seat in Congress, too, after being caught sleeping with a communist Chinese spy. But if you take out the part where he blames people who try to oppose their evil, this is the truth that's left. And listen to him come right out and say it.
But right now, the truth is, not by a policy defect, but by design, every kid in every classroom is exposed and vulnerable to a shooting.
And that, folks, is the closest to the actual truth you're ever going to hear come out of any of these acolytes of evil. If you don't care about your kids' education, you put them in the public cesspools. And if you don't care about their lives, you put them in a gun-free killing zone, or those who want them dead in every way you can imagine, first by abortion, then by lethal injecticide, and then by mass murder so that they can dance on their graves and then disarm you as a result. And if we can't by now see what they're doing, when they're outright admitting it and rubbing your faces in it, all the while preparing a future for you that makes the concentration camps of World War II look kind of tame by comparison, I'm going to come right out and say it. Americans will get what they're working so hard to deserve.
But right now, the truth is, not by a policy defect, but by design, every kid in every classroom is exposed and vulnerable to a shooting.
So no, parents, you slaves, you, nothing you can do is going to protect those children. And he dismisses some lesser solutions with straw man arguments, like improved mental health, without bothering to note the effect of mass murder drugs on a population that's been groomed to do exactly the kind of thing we're seeing now. And of course, he's not about to suggest that we turn away from policies that are so demonstrably anti-effective. The only solution, the only one we have any interest in, is the one adopted by Mao, Stalin, and Hitler.
And what's going to protect them is to not allow dangerous people.
And you know that means you, don't you? If you don't, just keep listening.
Is to not allow dangerous people to have access to firearms. What's going to protect them is to not allow assault weapons in our community. And what's going to protect them is to have background checks, violent history checks on every firearm purchase. This is by design that this happens. It's not a defect at all.
It is by design that this happened. And they're even getting better at it with practice. They're going to keep on escalating, and they'll kill as many kids, and indeed, they want to kill as many people as possible to bring in their Fourth Reich. Oh, our Great Reset. And they're awfully close. We certainly can't wrap up a day like this one without at least trying to connect a few dots. Given the mass media hysteria and the grave dancing that's going on over the latest gun-free killing zone mass murder, isn't it amazing, albeit not surprising, that this corresponds with the Biden regime and the international globalist tyrant cabal all conspiring to slam down new pandemic regulations and override the sovereignty of almost every nation on the planet? And since every American who hasn't been drinking the COVID Kool-Aid is almost certain to say no to that, and most of those are still armed, they've got a problem, and they're working hard to pull out the liberty teeth of any potential resistance. So, another coincidence, we've talked about this one, Mike Adams makes note of it for Natural News, last year an international biosecurity conference in Munich simulated a global pandemic involving an unusual strain of, oh, guess what, monkeypox, and yeah, you already know when it was scheduled to appear, well, right when it did. Mid-May 2022, just like Bill Gates' Event 201 pandemic simulation exercise announced Fauci's novel coronavirus just months before they rolled it out. Which brings me to C.J. Hopkins and his salient observations about monkeypox mania. Yeah, lock yourselves inside your homes, break out your mask, your prophylactic face shields, switch off what's left of your critical faculties, and prepare yourselves to follow the science, yeah, right over the cliff. Just as these survivors of the simulated apocalyptic plague of 2020 and 21 were crawling up out of their bunkers and starting to build the world back better, here we have yet another biblical pestilence, apparently, oh so coincidentally, unleashed on humanity at just the perfect time. Never mind that the dreaded monkeypox, endemic to Central and Western Africa, has circulated among pouched rats, squirrels, dormice, and other rodents, and has in fact been affecting humans for centuries or millennia, and thus far hasn't been a threat to civilization. Well, the needs of the Great Reset tyrants are different today. The puppet president says everybody should be concerned. The WHO calls it a multi-country monkeypox outbreak, and you know what that means for their new powers. Belgium has introduced a mandatory quarantine. CDC has gone to alert level 2. Balanced precautions are recommended in Big Apple Tyranny Central. The nexus of the probably most paranoid mask-wearing quadruple vaccinated fanatics on the planet. And only Biden's God knows what other horrors they've got planned. And says Hopkins, as Yogi Berra famously put it, it's like deja vu all over again. He gets around to asking the important question about the end of this piece. Do we really believe that the masses are still stupid enough to be duped into doing the same thing all over again, and this time expect a different result? Well, if you're watching the school shooting situation, folks, and see what happens in gun-free killing zones and who's dancing on those graves, you know that we should never underestimate the power of human stupidity. don't be deceived.